Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on Christmas Day. I hope you have a very blessed day celebrating our Saviour's birth. The Bible reading today is Luke 2, 1-7. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was a governor of Syria. Everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up to the town of Nazareth in Galilee, to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. Today's article, titled "The Promise of Christ's Birth," was written by Bill Crowder. In November 1962, physicist John W. Maudsley said, "There is no reason to suppose the average boy or girl cannot be master of a personal computer." Maudsley's prediction seemed remarkable at the time, but it proved astonishingly accurate. Today, using a computer or handheld device is one of the earliest skills a child learns. While Maudsley's prediction has come true, so too have much more important promises, those made in Scripture about the coming of Christ. Micah 5:2 declared, "But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old, from ancient times." God sent Jesus, who arrived in tiny Bethlehem, marking him from the royal line of David. The same Bible that accurately prophesies the first coming of Jesus also promises his return. Jesus promised his first followers that he would come back for them. This Christmas, as we ponder the accurately promised facts surrounding the birth of Jesus, may we also consider his promised return and allow him to prepare us for that majestic moment when we see him face to face. Let's pray. Loving Father, I'm so grateful for the birth of Jesus and his mission of rescue and redemption. Thank you for his certain return. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Andrew, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.